regular meeting of the Board of Uinta County Commission being held in the Commission Chambers in Vernal, Utah. We have privileges this morning. As you can tell, we have two new youngins up here with us. Those are Commissioner Norton's grandchildren, who are so far getting ready to take over my desk. Thank you.
They going to introduce themselves, or?
Eventually.
How's that going to work out?
Okay, our first thing today is Sherry Bolton with the prayer.
She come cruising in.
Amen.
Have them introduce themselves.
Well, did you want to say that they're going to say?
No, have them introduce themselves
oh,
first.
Okay. You have to push this little button right here. Push your button right there. And then talk into the microphones.
I'm Amberin Jackson. And I'm Brighton Jackson.
And they're going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes, they are.
Please stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all three. Appreciate it. Thanks, Sherry.
Yes, they're just shadowing me today for part of their school.
Thank you, Joan. Okay. Before we get any further now, we're going to have introduction of a new employee. You aren't getting off easy. Get up here.
Krista Clark, the IT director, and I'm really pleased to announce that we have Ken Caldwell on our team. He will likely be taking over more of the network pieces of it. He's a DNS level 2, high-end DNS level 2. We're so grateful to have him in a skill set. You may see him in your offices on occasion, but more often you're going to see him in a server room or in a closet working on our working on our switches and our servers. So, and here he is.
Thank you.
Just give us a little information about you.
So my name is Ken Caldwell. I've been in the IT field for roughly 20-plus years.
Oh, wow.
I've been in oil fields and healthcare industries, and also a little bit in public safety. And now I'm here. My family is from here and they live here. I was working out on the Wasatch Front and having to just come back on weekends. So I'm grateful to have this position so I can live at home with my family again too and be here to serve the community.
Well, thank you. Great to have you aboard.
That's a win.
Welcome.
Yes.
Thank welcome,
you.
Welcome.
Appreciate it.
I don't want you to get a really big head, but everything Crystal's told me, you're a giant asset to us. Thank you very much. Okay. Approval of the minutes, February 3rd, 2026, and February 4th, 2026.
I've reviewed those minutes, and I believe there were just a few minor corrections, but I would make a motion to approve those minutes.
And I have a motion. Do I have any conversation here?
Let's do it.
We're good. Let's have a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. All right, Mr. Wilkins, approval of the warrants. And after that, he'll follow it up with the tax
matter. Mike, do you mind kind of explaining what these
sure.
are for these young people?
Warrant's basically a check. So this is the amount of the checks the county wrote this last week. Are you ready for this one? $1,720,311.21. There was a few big ones in there. We had a grant pass-through for the Central Canal in the tune of $795,688. And also, we purchased 5 new cop cars, trucks, actually pickups, for $140,610. And then our health insurance finally caught up and with our claims for about a month and a half.
What was the date of the warrants?
Oh, date's February 5th, 2026.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I would make a motion. We approve the warrants as presented.
Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. Mr. Wilkins, tax matter.
I do not have any tax matters.
Uh-oh.
Misinformed. The boss has.
Good afternoon, commissioners and guests. I'm Danette Brooks, UNA County Assessor. Today I am requesting a motor vehicle fee refund for the county assessed fee for Lewis J. Haynes in Tax District 3, located at 2393 West 550 North in Vernal, in the amount of $690, and he qualifies for the veterans abatement, and this has been verified by the clerk auditor's office.
Is that it? Just the one?
That's it.
Okay. Call for a motion?
I would make a motion that we approve this abatement as presented.
Any questions, comments, or concerns? I will call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you. Mike?
Commissioners, I'd like to present to you Resolution 2-10-2026-R1, appointment of the Utah County's Indemnity Pool Risk Coordinator. That's come to a need that we need to appoint a new member to a new individual or office to take care of the risk coordinator. I've sent this to you. I don't want to read all the way through it, but I will read the last, therefore. It is resolved that the following individual be appointed as the risk coordinator of the Utah County's indemnity pool, effective on the date of this signature: Michael W. Wilkins, clerk auditor, as the coordinator for the risk management with that. So what this will be is anytime we get new vehicles, new equipment, we need to make sure that USIP is aware of that. We'll report that. Any accidents will come through us. Any new buildings that we build, we'll make sure they have all their information. And that will be basically my office will be taking care of that. So with that, I present that resolution to you for your approval or whatever you want to do.
Okay. Just for information, USIP is actually our insurance company through the state cooperation of all the counties together.
USIP is short for Utah County's Indemnity Pool, which us and about 23 other counties are members of it.
You ready?
Okay. Got a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve Resolution 02-10-2026-R1 as presented.
Appointing Mike Wilkins as the contact.
Appointing Mike Wilkins as the USIP coordinator.
Questions, comments, or concerns? Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, sir. I'm not signing anything today. Sorry. Karen.
Thanks.
Uh-oh.
I don't need them. I happen to have the originals right here.
Oh, thanks.
The attorney gave them to me.
Good afternoon, commissioners, guests. I am Karen England, the library director. I am presenting ordinance number 2-4-2026-02, Historic Preservation and Museum Advisory Board, and ordinance 2-4-2026-03 at the library board. these amendments clarify governance authority for the Regional History Center by establishing clear lines of authority in the Library Board Chapter 2.26, full authority over all Regional History Center operations, including budget, staffing, facilities, policy, collections, and programs. And then for the Historic Preservation Board and Historic Preservation and Museum Advisory Board, Chapter 2.25, they will play an advisory role. The Library Board and Regional History Center shall consult with and seek guidance from the Historic Preservation and Museum Board regarding the disposition of historical documents, archive materials, and artifacts. The main change is found in the Library Board's ordinances. We added section 2.26001, which establishes the library's names and its branches. Would you like me to read through that, or are we good with?
I think you could just summarize it if you would,
okay.
Please.
It identifies the main library, the Regional History Center, as a branch, and the bookmobile, and any future branches or facilities that may be established by the county. And that all the branches and facilities of the Uinta County Library System shall operate under the authority and governance of the Library Board, and that the main library facility and archives are collectively referred to as library within the document. There's some minor grammar and changes. In section 0.50, we just established that the procedures for the deaccessioning of archival materials, we will seek we will consult with the Historic Preservation and Museum Board. And then in section 0.60, this is the duties of the library director, and that I will ensure that that consultation actually happens. And then for the museum, we are adding to section 2.25.070, responsibilities and duties of the Museum and Historic Preservation Board, that they will provide recommendations regarding the disposition of those archival documents. Any questions?
This takes care of actually 5 and 6 on
yes.
our agenda.
Yes, they kind of go together.
One question for the
yes
attorney.
Oh.
I see in 03 it says that the board can buy and sell land. Is that correct?
Which section is that?
I'm digging.
I know, is this the one we talked about last time? Okay.
Four of six.
Section 4C.
Right.
So this is subject to the approval of the county executive and in accordance with county ordinances. The board, the library board could ask for approval. They could purchase property based upon the commission approving that. It would have to go through the commission. They can't buy property of themselves. It would have to go through the commission.
Would that be under the county's name then?
The property?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That was my only question.
Yes. So does that need to read a little bit clearer?
I think it should, personally. Because it doesn't say anything about the county commission being involved in it at that point. And I know you've put in another policy where it had some different documentation saying it was with the approval of the commission or something like that.
Right. So I'm just trying to think how we could word that. If you approve this based upon wording stating
with blessings, I guess, I don't know, of the county commission, something similar
could you
to that.
Add, could
as
you add
the county commission controls my budget and all of the contracts that I would have to get,
right.
I wouldn't be able to do this by myself, and the board definitely wouldn't be able to do this.
It does say in 2.26.050 at the very top under responsibilities and duties, it says subject to the approval of the county executive.
Right.
And in accordance with county ordinances, policies, and procedures. So it'd just be on the page prior to that, I think.
So we could put in language about recommending to the commission?
Well, I think that paragraph covers it, if you ask me. It
does. I agree with that. I did not see that one. I'm good with that.
Okay. That was it?
Thank you for my easy question that I was all confused about. I appreciate that.
No, it's no worries.
I was just going to say, if you're not going to approve the way it is, then let's table that one and redo it and bring it back. But if you're going to approve it, then...
Yeah. I think with that section before that I didn't see, I have no problem with it.
So do we need to approve these in two separate motions, or could we just approve, can I read both ordinances and approve both of them in one motion?
Read them so that they're both.
Okay. If it's okay, Chair, I would move to make a motion to approve ordinance number 02-04-202602 and ordinance number 02-04-202603 as presented.
Okay. Have a motion. Do I have any questions, comments, or concerns? I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. All right. Time for public comment. Do I have any public comment today?
Look at our public down there. See what they want to say.
One twice. Pretty scary public. They got
anything to say down there?
Do you guys have any questions?
There are public today.
She's been taking notes.
Good.
Yes, she has.
But yes, I don't think they have any questions.
All righty, I'll call for a motion from. What's your name again, Farmer?
Dude.
All right. Well, let's switch cut.
I move we adjourn.
Oh, we've got to have the closed session.
Oh yes. I rescind that.
I don't accept it.
Yeah, I forgot.
I would make a motion that we go into closed session. Do we need a little break, like 3:20, 3:30? What? It's 3.
It takes me about 3 minutes to walk over there.
Just go directly into closed session?
Yeah, if we just do it now right here.
And we do it in this room?
No, we're going the other way.
We can go in the other
room. Or we go into the small conference room?
Yes.
Okay. I make the motion then that we go immediately into closed session after. Are we going to closed session for the purpose of discussing pending or imminent litigation in accordance with Utah Code 52-4-2051C? And when finished with that, we come out of closed session and adjourn.
Motion made. Call for a vote.
Aye.
Okay. We'll be out of here and into closed session.
But I got two or three questions. So.